Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm kind of the same way, but I kind of love it. And I'm wondering what you think. 216-474-0092.
You know, you can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel and watch all of the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan each and every weekday.
I kind of love this NBA Finals. Why?
Because it's 2-2 and we could be at 7?
No, because of the way the teams in it are playing. They don't play the exact same style, certainly. Oklahoma City, really good defensive team, and they're based around a guy who, even though most people around the NBA don't know him extremely well, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a really big-time player, and the MVP of the league, and deservedly so. He was outstanding. And Jalen Williams is really good. And then they have some nice pieces around those guys. And so they've got a really nice core moving forward, a really nice all-around team. But it's based around a superstar. And Indiana has a team that's based around some really good players. Tyrese Halliburton, really nice player, and he's a point guard. And, you know, remember, that means he's not, you know, he doesn't have to score 40 every night. He's a point guard. Pascal Siakam, really nice player out on the wing. Nesmith, Nembhard have been outstanding, and Miles Turner's played just great in the postseason. Though these are smaller market teams, Andy,
mm-hmm.
I personally am enjoying the heck out of it. I wonder if it's good for the NBA. Do you think it's good for the NBA that these two teams are there, or is this going to be one of those, oh yeah, remember that year it was Indiana and Oklahoma City? And then you move on and you think, okay, here comes Luka and the Lakers. You know, here comes LeBron and the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Tatum and Brown again in the Celtics. I wonder, though, because Oklahoma City is young, good, and they have assets like crazy in the years ahead still. Their general manager, Sam Presti, made all kinds of trades. Remember, they bailed on guys and they were the recipient of those send us first round pick deals,
yeah.
And they've been able to milk that into where they are right now. Indiana has given up first round picks. They did to get Pascal Siakam. Clearly, it's worked for them because here they are in the NBA Finals. But they're young. They're going to be around for a while, especially if they're able to keep Miles Turner. I think it's great for a basketball fan, but I'm not sure it's great for the NBA.
Because of the market size or because of the way they're playing or because...
Yes, yes.
You don't have gigantic names.
Yes.
I mean, you should
all,
have two.
All of the above.
But at some point, you've got to start, right? You got to start somewhere to have big names that could come out of this series. And then you wonder, well, how long are they going to stay there? Are they going to end up going to somewhere else? I don't know. I do know. I think it's tough for the NBA to have a team in Oklahoma City and a team in Indianapolis in the finals. But if they can do this every year, Jeff, and their guys become household names, I mean, you know that there are two guys coming out of the series that easily could be household names. And I also think that something you said earlier was important, that when you get a dynasty team, they become memorable, right? So if Indiana can keep going back to the finals and maybe win two, that people will remember Siakam, and they will remember Halliburton, and they will remember Turner and Nembhard, if you can keep those guys together.
I think it's more likely that Oklahoma City becomes that team.
Okay, either way, I'm just saying.
Daniel, do you agree with that? Could Oklahoma City take on a Cavs with LeBron, a Golden State with Curry type of outlook from fans where you buy in and you're all about it?
If SGA keeps playing the way that he is, yes.
Even though he's, and personality-wise, he's not the most flamboyant, guy. He's not out there from a personality standpoint. He's not selling it like, you know, a lot of stars might, but man, his game is just terrific.
This is the modern NBA. And by that, I mean, when you lay this out, Jeff, it's a four-year window. Because what's going to happen is the same thing that's happening to the Cavs right now, which is you're going to pay these guys. And then you're going to start running into that first apron. And then you're going to run into that second apron. And then you're going to have to unload all of them. And then the next group is going to show up. And you're going to have a four-year window. And so then you got to pay these guys. And then you're going to hit that first apron. Then you're going to hit the second apron. And now you're going to have to completely undo everything. We are in this cycle right now. You're going to watch it with the Celtics this offseason as they're going to talk about Drew Holiday and Drew Holiday trades and maybe Kristaps Porzingis having to find his way elsewhere, maybe a Derek White trade. Why? Because they're also in cap hell. We are going, this is the modern NBA and what is going to happen to all of these teams. It's all going to be a run of 4 to 5 year windows.
All right, so let me ask you this. Let's turn it to Cleveland. They just finished year three with this group. Is that 4 or 5 year window just opening, or did it open 3 years ago?
It's been open. And as long as they're willing to pay people, I think it's going to stay open, right? Andy, am I off base with that thought?
They just can't
improve the window stays
a whole lot of what they have, right?
I have this weird thing with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, right? Because you wonder, one...
So what restraining orders are for, Andy?
No. My weird part is that he doesn't have an agent, right? He does everything on his own.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have an agent.
I'll trust you on that.
He represents himself in contract negotiations.
That's fair, cool.
If that's fair.
Hi, give me the max. Thank you.
Well, I mean, and he's looking at a supermax because he's fulfilled all the obligations, but I don't know. You just wonder.
Taking three picks after Colin Sexton.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I wonder what his future is, and I wonder about it more so. Like, if he knows he's just going to sign the Supermax, life is good for him, right? How much more money is he making that's not going into an agent's pocket?
Yeah.
So
I think it's 4% now, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's like, I wonder what's going to happen. And is he good? And you go back to the original question about is he good for the NBA? I don't know. I don't like. Does that add to his superstar power? And like, what happens if he, you know, I got Supermax in my pocket, life is good, I'm gonna stay here for another 5 years after this, which makes you think players are going to want to go to Oklahoma City to go play with them. Maybe.
Yeah, it might be great for Oklahoma City. You may end up with a whole bunch of people wanting to show up there and a building of a four-year run. Guys, this is
all going to start next year, right? Because he's in year three of five. So
we'll use them as the example. So they're gonna have to pay him. They're probably going to have to pay Jalen Williams, right? Mm-hmm. The guard Jalen Williams / forward Jalen Williams. They paid Lu Dort. They're going to have to pay Chet Holmgren. Now, they got a couple years before they have to do that. But we've just laid out about five guys that they're looking to pay, which is going to shut everything down, and it's going to make them really hard to operate unless they draft fantastic, which well, Sam Presti could do such things.
Yeah, they might. Just might.
Do you like the fact that the NBA seems to be penalizing teams who draft well?
No, I hate it.
Because that's what's... the Cavs are in that spot, too. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Do we like this idea?
I guarantee you that aggravates the folks in Independence bad.
Cavs hit on Darius Garland. Cavs hit on Evan Mobley. Well, and then Evan goes out and does the disservice of being Defensive Player of the Year.
I don't know why. If your guy becomes defensive, should that money count towards the cap?
I don't think so. Your salary.
Trigger
escalators in the contract, Andy. That's salary, man.
But that's all CBA-generated money that's different than maybe you would on a negotiated contract. You see what I'm saying? Like, why should the Cavs be penalized trying to get other players to
develop their guy?
Yeah. Like, that's not right.
This has been eating at me for like 2 years. This is one of those things that
I had this conversation over the weekend, too.
Why are we penalizing teams for being built the way the league wants them to be built?
Which is kind of where this is, isn't it?
It's the same way I feel with Boston and the situation there. And it's like, well, they made a bunch of really smart moves, brought in a lot of talent, and now they have to unload all of it because they did it this way. Denver, same exact problem. Had to get rid of, the kid that just got traded.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Had to get rid of him, had to get rid of some other assets along the way because they built it the right way, and they had to pay Jokic, and they had to pay Michael Porter, and they had to pay
Aaron Gordon,
and they had to pay Jamal Murray. I don't know why my brain's not working today.
There's a lot of Jalen's going on in the finals. That's the
timing. But like, why are we doing this? Is this really good for the game?
Yeah, see, that's the weird thing here, because Oklahoma City would appear to be sitting on the cusp of a dynasty.
Yeah.
Or at least like a 5 or 6 year run. But because of money's involved, maybe that's not the case. Chuck is in Shaker. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, well. How are you?
It was Father's Day.
It was
very
excellent.
Nice. Thank you.
Excellent.
Hope you had a nice one, too.
Yes, I did. Listen, I'm just calling. The Indiana Pacers and OKC, they're actually bringing a new thing into the league, which they're getting rid of that big three, it seems like, you know, that big three concept where, we had Love and LeBron and Kyrie. It just seemed like these guys, everybody in the lineup, starting five and shoot and put the ball in the hole. So they just don't depend on three guys. It's just like a team effort. You know what I mean?
Yep, I get it.
It's been fun to watch, I think.
And they also play defense. I mean, you can have a guy in there that's a one-sided player. Like, let's say Okoro, he's a good defensive player, but his offense, they'll just let him shoot threes all day, unless he gets hot or something. But it's just that the NBA is changing away from that big three now, I think, and it just – these small market teams are doing that because they don't have the money to have big threes and big fours,
The problem, though, Chuck, is what Dana was just talking about. They might end up getting penalized because of it, you're going to have to pay them and blah, 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 and then can't keep them together.
That bonus money shouldn't count towards a cap.
I heard. Okay, guys, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Chuck, appreciate you calling. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. The fact that you can look at the Eastern Conference next year, tell me who's going to win the Eastern Conference next year.
No idea.
I don't have any idea either.
It's Indiana until someone knocks them out. I'm going to tell you that right now.
The Cavs are going to be hard-pressed to be as successful regular season-wise as they were this last season, but doesn't mean they couldn't be the best team come playoff time. But I think you could say the same thing about Indiana. You could say the same thing about Orlando, New York. Detroit really coming on with JB. What are they going to do? I mean, there are a number of teams that you can see easily finishing in the top six in the Eastern Conference, and I don't know that you could rule any of them out right now as a team that might be able to win the whole thing. I think they have a chance to do it. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.